All right, CFL fans, it's Wildcard Weekend, and we are here for another deep dive.
You know it.
This time into the Voodoo and the Aces game. What a game.
Oh, my God. Incredible.
You know, we watched it. We took notes. We've got the data right here in front of us, yeah. And we are going to break it all down for you.
That's right. The most important information for you guys, so you don't have to sift through it all.
So let's jump right into it. First of all, final score, Voodoo 41, Aces 37.
But it was not that simple.
Not even close. It was a nail biter.
A real back and forth.
I mean, at halftime, the Aces were up 24 to 13.
Yeah, they had a commanding lead.
I was getting nervous.
I know, right? You think, oh, no, are the Voodoo going to pull it out? But they did.
It came down to the last couple minutes.
Really? The last couple minutes?
A couple of key plays.
The Aces had that fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. That was huge.
And they're trying to turn things around.
And then the Voodoo came back with this incredible drive, Covington, right into the end zone for the win.
Yeah.
So let's take a closer look. Starting with the Aces, you got to give them credit. They had a powerful run game.
Oh, yeah. 215 rushing yards.
That's a lot of yards.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just that their offense was balanced. They had over 100 yards more total offense than the Voodoo.
That's keeping the Voodoo defense on their heels.
And, you know, quarterback Peter Frederick, he was efficient.
27 completions, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
He was on fire. But, you know, they did have some weaknesses.
Yeah, like every game.
Penalties hurt him.
12 for 112 yards.
That's rough.
Right.
Especially when they got down into the red zone. They struggled to convert those opportunities.
Yeah, their passing game kind of broke down a little bit in those crucial moments.
Right, so let's talk about the Voodoo. Now, their defense was impressive.
Really strong, especially the pass defense.
They shut down Frederick. They got pressure on him all game long.
One interception, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. That was a big play. But their special teams, ooh, boy.
Not their best night.
They gave up that huge kick return touchdown to Aiden Covington.
I mean, talk about a momentum swing. That was early in the game. Put them at a real disadvantage.
Yeah, that was a tough one to come back from. Yeah. But, you know, they did. So that's the basic overview of the game. But now we're going to dive deep into the data. We're going to look at some of those game-changing plays, some of the tactical decisions. And, of course, we're going to talk about the stars of the game, including the MVP.
Yeah, stay tuned, folks. We're just getting started.
Buckle up.
All right, so let's get into some of the tactical stuff. Both teams, you know, they both ran a 4-3 defense.
Yep, pretty standard.
But the way they implemented it.
Different variations.
Yeah, they had some interesting wrinkles.
Yeah.
So for those of you who like the X's and O's.
This is for you.
We've got the data. We can see the play calling tendencies. We can see, you know, how often they ran the ball, how often they passed.
When they blitzed.
All that good stuff. And one thing that jumped out at me were the key blocks.
Oh, yeah. Some unsung heroes there.
You know, you don't always see it on the highlight reels, but those blocks were crucial. They made some of the biggest plays of the game possible.
Absolutely. For example, Kim Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Had a couple of huge blocks.
Opened up some big holes for the running back.
And Archie Durgan.
Another one.
And Logan Buckner.
I mean, those guys, they don't always get the credit they deserve.
Right.
But they were instrumental in this game.
So let's talk about some of those game-changing plays. We already mentioned the Aces fumble or recovery touchdown.
Oh, yeah. That was a heartbreaker for the Voodoo.
They were driving. They were looking to take the lead.
And then, boom, fumble.
Aces scoop it up and run it all the way back.
Changed the momentum of the game.
But then the Voodoo, they answered back with that incredible final drive.
Oh, man.
Talk about clutch.
It started with a punt from the Aces.
Gave the Voodoo good field position.
And then Covington.
Couple of big runs.
His Sims with a clutch catch.
Moving the chains.
And then Covington again.
For the win.
Right into the end zone. Unbelievable.
What a performance. So we've talked about the teams. We've talked about the plays. Now let's talk about some of the individual players who stood out.
All right, let's highlight some stars.
First up, Damian Copeland for the Aces.
107 rushing yards.
He was a beast.
Just churning out those yards, wearing down the Voodoo defense.
And of course, Peter Frederick.
27 completions. 3 touchdowns.
He was the leader of that offense.
Kept his cool under pressure. Made some really impressive throws.
But you know who really stole the show?
Oh, I think we all know.
Aiden Covington for the Voodoo.
That kick return touchdown.
And then the game-winning touchdown run.
He was the difference maker.
No doubt about it.
The spark plug for the Voodoo.
So drumroll, please.
Time for the MVP.
The most valuable player of the game.
And the winner is?
Aiden Covington.
What a performance.
Well deserved.
Absolutely.
So that's our deep dive into the Voodoo and the Aces game.
Yeah.
What a game.
Wildcard weekend living up to its name.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a question.
Oh, I love a good question.
The Aces, they had the lead, they had the momentum, they had a great offense. Why do you think they couldn't hold on in the second half?
That's a good one.
Let us know your thoughts in the comments.
We want to hear from you.
And don't forget, we'll be back with more deep dives on the other wildcard weekend games.
Krakens and the Huskies.
Lumberjacks and the Argonauts.
It's going to be another exciting weekend of CFL football.
So stay tuned, folks.
And see you next time. Voodoo moving on, Aces going home.
Yeah, tough break for the Aces, but hey, that's wildcard weekend for you.
Anything can happen.
Absolutely. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this deep dive.
We covered a lot of ground.
We did. We broke down the game, we looked at the data, we talked about the stars, and we even left you with a question to ponder.
Hopefully we gave you some insights into this incredible matchup.
And hopefully you learned a thing or two about the CFL.
Because it's a great league.
The best. So until next time, keep your eyes on the playoffs.
And keep those helmets shiny.
We'll be back with more deep dives, more analysis, and more CFL action.
So long, everybody.
See you later.